Penguin Audio presents Tortilla Flat, written by John Steinbeck, read by John McDonough.
Preface. This is the story of Danny, and of Danny's friends, and of Danny's house. It is a story of how these three became one thing, so that in Tortilla Flat, if you speak of Danny's house, you do not mean a structure of wood flaked with old whitewash, overgrown with an ancient, untrimmed rose of Castile. No, when you speak of Danny's house, you are understood to mean a unit of which the parts are men, from which came sweetness and joy, philanthropy, and, in the end, a mystic sorrow. For Danny's house was not unlike the Round Table, and Danny's friends were not unlike the knights of it. And this is the story of how that group came into being, of how it flourished and grew to be an organization beautiful and wise. This story deals with the adventuring of Danny's friends, with the good they did, with their thoughts and their endeavors. In the end, this story tells how the talisman was lost and how the group disintegrated. In Monterey, that old city on the coast of California, these things are well known, and they are repeated and sometimes elaborated. It is well that this cycle be put down on paper, so that in a future time, scholars hearing the legends may not say, as they say of Arthur and of Roland and of Robin Hood, there was no Danny, nor any group of Danny's friends, nor any house. Danny is a nature god, and his friends primitive symbols.